I believe some of the most romantic love stories begin in the most unexpected of places. Because she had fallen in and out of love around 50 times, if that one time behind the club counted, and that other one in the toilet the same night, Chantal had all but given up on finding true love. It was an average Tuesday afternoon in Sunderland. Chantal scraped back her bleached blonde hair, enjoying how it stretched her face so she looked almost Asian. A few layers of terracotta-coloured foundation covered the acne she'd acquired from so much partying and chocolate, but she unashamedly left her love bite uncovered, purple and proud. Pulling on her neon pink tracksuit, she felt almost like a prude, with only her slightly bulging midriff on show. As she strutted out of her council house, she felt classy. Time to go make some money. The job centre's doors opened, and the stench of sweat and unwashed hair hit Chantal's nostrils. "I wouldn't dare leave the house without spraying some Burberry on, like," she muttered angrily to herself, glaring hatefully at anyone that dared to come within 3 feet of her. "You're kinda hot like pet." A man's voice cooed adoringly into her ear, and she gasped. There, in real life, standing right in front of her, was the fittest guy she'd ever laid eyes on. 6'3", with tattoos of snarling dogs and the England flag interlaced around his neck, a white vest with yesterday's dinner decorating the front like a brand name, in navy tracksuit bottoms tucked in his Adidas socks. He had style, charm, and amazing looks. Had Chantal found Mr. Wright? "You're not too bad yourself," she grinned, showing off her green tooth gem that clashed horribly with her off-white teeth. "My name's Chantal." "My name's Gaz." He scraped the inside of his nose casually with a well-bitten fingernail, gazing around the room for something. "How long have you been coming here? I've never seen you before," she said, in awe of his statuesque perfection. "Dunno, few years." "Oh, here. These are me besties, Baz, Daz and Taz." "He's called Taz because he loves fighting," he explained. By the scars adorning his seductively moody face, Chantal could have guessed. He nodded at her, opening a fresh pack of cigarettes and offering her one. She took it, wistfully thinking, "Oh my God, he's so polite, like a proper gentleman." "You're proper lush," he grunted, his musky, stale cigarette breath better than any perfume Chantal had ever smelled in her life. Gaz turned to Taz aggressively, hunching his shoulders over and baring his teeth. Taz balled his hands into fists and glared up furiously at Gaz, without really knowing why, resembling Gaz's dog tattoo. "Two men fighting over me, how sexy," she thought. Chantal pouted, pretending to think hard. Two Prince Charming stood in front of her, Gaz with his good looks, Taz with his feisty and polite personality. How would she ever choose?